You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The film Say Anything was released in 1989, and since that time has grown a loyal following. Although considered a romantic comedy, one of the film's stars, John Cusack, says there's more to the movie than that. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with John Cusack and has more.
Glad to be speaking with you about the 30th anniversary of Say Anything. And I'm curious, you know, going back, how did you sort of find out about the film? Was this something that was presented to you, or had you heard about it?
I had been working with the actor John Mahoney on a movie called 8 Men Out, a baseball movie that John Sayles had made. And he was playing the manager, and he was a Chicago guy and a Steppenwolf guy. So he told me about the script at first and that they wanted to talk to me about it. And so that's when I first heard about it.
I don't know. I've thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
And, of course, you mentioned John Mahoney and making two films with him, I guess, in succession. What was it like to work with him? Because, I mean, he was such a fine actor.
Yeah, he was a wonderful, wonderful man. He started out very late in life acting. Like, I think he was a teacher till he was about 37 or 38. So he was just so happy to be there and such a terrific performer. He loved doing what he did.
You all right, sir? You okay?
I'm incarcerated, Lloyd! I don't deserve to lose my daughter over this. I don't deserve to have you as my go-between. And I can't for the life of me figure out how she could choose to champion mediocrity the way she's learned to around you.
One of the sort of striking things about the film is of course, that I guess it is often classified as sort of a high school movie, but of course it's after high school. But also, in comparison to films from that era, there are a lot of differences. It's not vulgar. There's not gratuitous sex. There's not a lot of gratuitous swearing and so forth. And it really stands out in that way. That's sort of an interesting thing about it, I think.
Yeah, also, it's the story is also a story about the romance, but it's also a story about a father and a daughter, and a very nuanced, slightly dark story of a father and a daughter, and a daughter's sort of illusions about the father being kind of a perfect guy. And then you find out that he's much more compromised and human and all too human.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of elements to it, and there's an undercurrent of anxiety about the future and fear of the future that I think gives it its base notes. It gives it a soul in a way.
Dad, did you do it? Did you take that money?
Sweetheart, no, don't be ridiculous.
Swear to God, I need to know the truth.
Honey!
Swear to God.
I swear to God.
I found the money.
It's not what you think.
As you're going around and sort of doing the screenings, there is, of course, also a Q&A that goes with this and so on. What sort of things have surprised you maybe or made you happiest about the way that the people have lived with the film over time?
Very nice to, come into the theater and then see them sort of talking back to the screen. They're laughing. They sort of know all the lines, and they're really interacting with it in an intense way. So it's just feel very kind of grateful. You could just give people some joy, So that's very humbling and nice. The film resonates with people, so afterwards they have very specific kind of intense feelings about it, or they have things that they want to say, or they have questions about how the making of it, or kind of the inside baseball of how did you choose, how did this song get to be here in this moment, or kind of a nice thing. I'm not usually one to look back too much, but this has been gratifying.
Die without a clue. sun keeps rising in the west. I keep on.